Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you all. First of all, I have to say, I haven't done one of these in a while, but I'm impressed the fact that the media was not only on time, they were early. So thank all of you for being here. The purpose of this press conference today is to announce a lawsuit that I have filed against Western Region Off-Track Betting. But let me give you a little bit of history first. On April the 6th, just 6 weeks ago, a lengthy article appeared in the New York Times, in the New York Review section. And it was written by an individual, and the title of that article was A Study in American Kleptocracy. Kleptocracy, I assume, is a combination of kleptomania and democracy. It was a lengthy article about, of all things, Western Region off-track betting in the New York Times. And it went on at great length to point out how corrupt Western Region off-track betting is. Now, I have to tell you, as a state senator, I sponsored many bills giving authority to Western Region off-track betting. I didn't do that so that the executives of OTB or that the members of the board of OTB could basically steal money from the taxpayers for their own personal private use. Shortly after that article appeared, I was contacted by an organization called Advocates for Justice. It's a downstate-centered organization. It's a what they call a good government group that does legal work, to expose corruption in government. And several of the staff attorneys are actually former members of the New York State Attorney General staff. And what the head of that organization told me was that after reading the New York Times article and doing some research into it, this group doing some research into Western Region OTB, they concluded that Western Region OTB is probably the most corrupt public benefit corporation in the entire state of New York. You know, it's well hidden in Batavia, it's outside of a major media market. Approximately 8 months ago, the state controller of the state of New York, Tom DiNapoli, did an audit of Western Region OTB. And Controller DiNapoli released that audit, pointed out how the board members at OTB used approximately $120,000 of taxpayer money for their own private personal use. That is to take their children, their grandchildren, et cetera, their siblings, their family, their friends to hockey games. And we're not talking about just going and sitting, you know, in the high level seats. We're talking about luxury box seats. He also pointed out how the board members, despite several decisions from his office and the Office of Attorney General, continue to provide themselves with health insurance benefits at taxpayers' expense. Now, I want to just clarify one thing. These are not normal health insurance benefits that people like yourself or I receive. These health insurance benefits are the best health insurance benefits and the most expensive health insurance benefits that you can possibly buy in the United States of America. And it's all paid for by the taxpayers, despite the fact that the New York State Controller, the New York State Attorney General, And shockingly, in your press packet, you will find 3 years ago, in 2019, the Western Region OTB, because of pressure from the media, hired an outside legal firm to decide whether or not the board members were entitled to this expensive health insurance. The six-page memorandum, top secret that they called it, which was quickly leaked, by the way, the six-page memorandum concluded without any hesitation that it was improper, illegal for the board members to receive this hundreds of thousands of dollars a year benefit from Western Region OTB. They continue to do it anyway. It's just such a level of arrogance, of a sense of entitlement, and it's got to stop, and it's going to stop. Back to the New York Times article. The New York Times quoted a board member, one board member out of 17, who said he was so appalled by the corruption that he found when he got on the board, that is, of the use of these tickets. He talked about how you would go to a board meeting and in front of, at the conference table, in front of a board member's chair, there would be a white envelope with tickets in it for your grandkids for the hockey game, or for your friends for the hockey game, or for the Bills suite next Sunday. He said he was so appalled at the level of corruption that he personally contacted the FBI. But yet to date, although there's been numerous reports of a federal investigation going on, today, nothing. The state controller, Tom DiNapoli, wrote a letter to the state attorney general's Taxpayer Protection Bureau regarding the health insurance. And this is what Controller DiNapoli told them. As we have discussed with members of your staff, this is the Attorney General staff, the Western Region OTB has continued to provide extremely expensive health insurance benefits to its board members, despite clear admonitions from our office that this practice is impermissible, in concurrence with an opinion from your office unambiguously stating the same. That was 8 months ago. Since that time, hundreds of thousands of dollars have been spent by Western Region OTB on this impermissible, unambiguously wrong practice. And nothing has been done by the Attorney General's office. The New York State Gaming Commission is 100% controlled by the governor's office. All the members are appointed by the governor. The governor recommends the executive director of the Gaming Commission. The Gaming Commission has, for years, going back to the original opinions of the Attorney General, of the state controller, has known for years of this improper activity, illegal activity, using taxpayer funds to take your kids to a hockey game. One executive at OTB had his daughter's birthday party in a Sabres luxury box suite at a cost of thousands of dollars to the taxpayers. I, as of yesterday, have filed a lawsuit because there's been no activity from the governor's office, through the Gaming Commission, through the Attorney General's office. You can see the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, a good man, did his job, is practically begging the Attorney General to take some action. There's been no activity from the United States Attorney's Office. Something has got to be done. Yesterday, working with the Advocates for Justice, we filed a lawsuit here in Erie County asking the court to step in. And we provided them with copies of the legal opinion that Western Region OTB got for itself. We provided them certainly with a copy of the New York Times article. We provided them with a copy of the controller's audit, asking the court to do several things. Number one, to immediately order Western Region OTB to cease this practice of using taxpayer money for private individual gain. That's a no-brainer. That's illegal in New York State. It's a violation of the New York State Constitution. It's a violation of the New York State penal law. We also asked the court, and there's legal precedent for this, to get the taxpayers' money back, to make the members of the board the executives of OTB pay back the money that they used for their own personal use. There's legal precedent, as I said, for that. Back in the early 2000s, the then Attorney General of New York State was informed that members of the New York State Power Authority Board of Directors were getting health insurance paid for by the Power Authority, by the taxpayers. That members of the Thruway Authority Board of Directors were getting health insurance paid for by the taxpayers. The Attorney General at the time informed the Power Authority and the Thruway Authority that not only were they to cease immediately providing health insurance benefits for those board members, but they were to charge those board members, collect the money that had been paid out for those health insurance benefits. I can tell you, I remember the howling board members contacting me that they had to pay back tens of thousands of dollars that they wrongly, improperly, illegally received. The Attorney General at the time threatened them both civilly and criminally if they didn't pay that money back. The checks were written pretty fast. We are asking the court to do the same thing with the current board and with the current executives at OTB to make them not just stop the practice, but to pay it back. Again, I think Governor Hochul can direct the Gaming Commission. Where is the New York State Gaming Commission, the regulatory authority? Where have they been? Where have they been? There's been numerous reports about this, controller's audits, state attorney general's opinions, and yet they've done nothing. The United States Attorney's Office. Again, through the media, there's been several investigations. The former chief operating officer, according to the media, has been subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury. You know, I realize with COVID, the courts were closed, things were busy, but you know, that's over with now, and it's time to move forward. And since I don't see any activity happening, I've taken a bull by the horns. I'm working with Advocates for Justice. We filed this lawsuit, and we're going forward to get the taxpayers' money back, to stop the practices, but to get the money back. Thank you all very much. I'll open it up for questions. No, let me clarify that a little bit. I'm sorry, I have a hearing, a pretty serious hearing impediment, so if you could just speak a little louder, I'd appreciate that. I do have devices in, but it helps if you're just a little bit louder. No, originally, there's 15 counties that make up the Western Region OTB, 15 counties and two cities, Rochester and Buffalo. So we could have filed it anywhere, but we thought, since the city of Buffalo and Erie County both have two representatives on the board, that probably the best place. We did consider Niagara, but there's a lot more Supreme Court judges in Erie County than there are there. So it's been filed in Erie County Court.
How long has this been going on, George? How long has it been going on?
Danny, this has been going on for a decade, but once Henry Wotazek was appointed the CEO, it has gone into the stratosphere. I mean, the use of the tickets. I can tell you that, I could give you 100 examples of elected officials, county legislators, going to these games and everything, you know, just greasing the skids for their own personal thing. Since the current crew of Henry Wotazek and Scott Kodrowski, the vice president, have taken over, this has been, the use of these tickets has just bloomed. The former CEO, now in Controller Dinopoli's report, he said that he identified specifically $120,000, but he said right in the report, there's probably more. The former COO, the chief operating officer, Michael Nolan, said it is much more. And I would invite you, the members of the press, to contact Mr. Nolan. He was actually fired because he refused to lie to you. The press was filing several Freedom of Information requests with Western Region OTB. He was the Freedom of Information officer. He was told to lie to you. He was told to lie to you with his answers. He refused to do so. He was fired shortly thereafter.
Why do you care so much about this?
You know, that's a very good question. Thank you very much for asking. Number one, I'm frustrated. You know, when I was in the Senate, I was considered to be the Western Region OTB representative. I represented four of the counties within that within that 15-county region. I thought it was a good thing. It brought back money back. Horse racing was a dying sport. I sponsored legislation to give them a casino. You know, I sponsored legislation that they could actually buy Batavia Downs. I sponsored legislation to create a program called Free Play, where they could give out almost gift certificates, if you will, to entice more people to come to the casino. I didn't do that so that, you know, somebody's grandchildren or children could go, or somebody could have their daughter's birthday party in a Sabre suite at a cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, you know what the Sabres charge for a six-pack of beer? Last year's prices, I'm sure they've gone up this year. $40 for a six-pack of beer. $40. $300 for the cheapest bottle of wine in a Sabre suite. All that paid for by the taxpayers. Yes. That's exactly why I'm holding this press conference. I'm frustrated. You know, you hear reports, you know, that the U.S. attorney, that the FBI is investigating. The one board member from Little Schuyler County, the one who publicly said in the New York Times, of all places, that he called the FBI because of the corruption that he witnessed. You know, he's frustrated. Mike Nolan, the former chief operating officer, who lost his job because he wanted to tell the truth. He's frustrated. You know, where are the county legislators? Where is the Erie County Controller? Where is, you know, Tom DiNapoli, the state controller, is frustrated. He's not a criminal prosecutor. You know, let me ask you this, where are the 15 district attorneys in the 15 counties of Western New York? You know, 2 months ago, the district attorney of Erie County, you're going to be shocked at this, held a press conference. That was a joke, you know, because he holds about three a week, right? The Erie County district attorney held a press conference to announce criminal charges against three or four individuals in the Erie County Highway Department for stealing state inspection stickers. The state inspection stickers, I think they came to a total cost of $500. That's wrong. It's wrong. The district attorney did the right thing. It was theft of taxpayer money. Here you have the New York State Comptroller. By the way, those employees, they lost their jobs, they lost their health insurance, and they lost their pensions. Here you have the state comptroller of the state of New York saying they used at least $120,000 of taxpayer money for their own private uses, and we haven't heard one thing from one of the 15 district attorneys that represent this area. Why should regular people care about this? Because it's taxpayer money. It is taxpayer money. You know, why should regular people care about three employees sanitation department, or I'm sorry, highway department garage, stealing 20 state inspection stickers? You know, it's public. The district attorney said it's public money. You know, the district attorney of Niagara County prosecuted a town highway superintendent of a small town for he bought a pair of windshield wipers and a battery for his truck and charged it for his private truck, charged it to the town. Prosecuted, lost his job, lost his health insurance, lost his pension. You know, here you have people that the sense of entitlement, the sense of greed, that's why people should care about it. The officials should care about it. Kevin Hartwick should care about it. The county legislators, the city councilmen should care about it. I mean, the New York Times picked it up. April the 6th, New York Times, New York Review section, a study in American kleptocracy. Yes. Yes. He would say it's all personal. I would say, you know, don't listen to George Maziarz then. Listen to the New York State Comptroller. Listen to the New York State Attorney General. You know, they say it's wrong. They say it's stealing. Listen to your own attorney, Western Region OTB, that you paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to issue an opinion, and the opinion says you can't do it. And if you continue to do it, you're breaking the law. I think you all have a copy of that opinion. It's from a law firm, Barclay Damon or Damon Barclay, one of those.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.